you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
If you have a big heart, love helping people achieve their dreams, and have a strong desire to give back to your community, then a job as a social worker could be for you. Get to know more about a career in social work on this week's Career Talk. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Social work is a helping profession. Social workers aim to assist persons to access services to enhance their lives. With that in mind, the field covers several areas.
So we have medical social work, we have child protection, we have community social work, probation, and aftercare. So we have various aspects of social work, but our basic job fundamental is to help persons to access services, and this could be in many forms. So we refer persons, we point them to the area where they can get help, and if we can help them ourselves, then we would do that.
Southeast Regional Director, Child Protection and Family Services Agency, Robert Williams. Sociology and social studies are two subjects that will give you a good start on your journey to becoming a social worker. At the university level, you will be exposed to courses needed to be successful on the job.
Theories and practice of social work is fundamental. Community social work is also a part of any course that you would do. Big part is the theories and the practice, or we practice social work. There are courses like family therapy, or group counseling, basic counseling skills. Those are few of the areas. I mean abnormal psychology. So we would do subjects that will help you to help the person. Those are some of the areas that would constitute the curriculum.
You'll also get a chance to apply the knowledge gained in the classroom by engaging in periods of internship.
So some people are expected to cover 300 hours, and sometimes it's more than one practicum period. You have a shorter practicum period, and then you have a longer practicum period, especially towards the end of your program.
Transition from study to the world of work will not be too difficult due to the intensity of the internship engagements.
What you'd learn in theory in school, that is what is practiced on the field to a large extent. You may have a small diversion based on the locality and so on. But once you have basic social work skills, you should be able to make the transition. So once you understand those, whichever area you go into, because it's helping profession, wherever you go, you should be able to apply the theory to practice, because it's really not much diversion.
Additionally, schools often partner with various organizations to expose students to the different areas of social work. Mr. Williams says, aside from training, to be a successful social worker, you must be selfless.
Remember, you must bear in mind that you are in the helping profession. You have chosen this profession because you want help people to achieve, to accomplish. And in doing that, you sometimes gonna meet on some roadblocks, and so you are trying to help somebody, you're trying to get person to a place where they can help themselves, and sometimes that becomes difficult. And so we have to remember that social work sometimes is not sitting on a desk and moving paper, but it's actually going out in the field and really helping persons where they are. So we must remember that is a part of social work that you have to be prepared to do.
Southeast Regional Director, Child Protection and Family Services Agency, Robert Williams. Degree programs in social work are available at the University of the West Indies, UWI, and Northern Caribbean University, NCU. For more information, call UWI at 927-2592 or NCU at 963-7463. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.